Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. All of us, or nearly all of us, are slaves to digital technology. Just think about how many times every day you use Google. Consider the role that social media like Facebook and Twitter play in most of our lives. And when you buy a book or many other things, it's quite likely nowadays that you'll be buying it from a company like Amazon. Now, these brand names have come to define our lives in ways that we couldn't have imagined a few years ago. But maybe their influence has actually grown too large. When they started up, there was a lot of idealism about freedom of information, freedom of access, democracy online, and all the rest of it. But it seems now that these big companies have turned into rampant capitalist monopolies that are indifferent to the damage they cause and also contemptuous of the governments whose taxes they manage to avoid in many cases. Well, this negative view of the big internet companies is certainly shared by a man called Jonathan Taplin, who's just written a book about him. Jonathan Taplin used to be the manager of rock groups and a film producer. Then he turned academic and specializing in digital media. He's now written a book called Move Fast and Break Things. The title is taken from Mark Zuckerberg, who said some years ago when he was starting up, he said, "Unless you're breaking stuff, you're not moving fast enough." Well, Facebook and its fellows on the internet have certainly broken a lot of things. Taplin originally set out on this anti-internet crusade because of the music industry, which was his background, and he realized that musicians were really suffering, and the music industry generally was suffering from what was happening online with downloading. It started with companies like Napster, and of course from there it's snowballed, and now we have almost everybody downloading music free, and now of course YouTube has more or less taken over that role, owned by Google, needless to say. So more and more damage is being done. And Taplin and others first realized, I think, the extraordinary dangers of these big companies, particularly Facebook, in last year's presidential election in the United States, where they saw the effect that Facebook and other network sites have on people's access to the news, and particularly the spread of so-called fake news, or news which is very partisan. This was recognized by various supporters of Trump, right-wing organizations, and news outlets like Fox News and the notorious Breitbart. And they pressurized Zuckerberg to remove news editors from his business so that news would just be picked up, put onto Facebook and spread regardless of what it was about, whether it was true, how extreme it was, because free access and neutrality was the new mantra. Doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what you broadcast, your job, as Facebook, he said, was simply to pass it on to your users. And that seems to be the moment when the whole fake news business took off. Within days, the fake news stories multiplied enormously and on Facebook. And the mainstream news stories plummeted. So more and more people got access to the extreme views or simply fake news altogether. Now, the problem here is that in the old days, when people got their news directly from the media producers, that is to say the press or maybe the broadcasting companies, then those media had guidelines to follow. They couldn't just say whatever they liked. But Facebook set itself up as a neutral platform. It didn't distinguish between good and bad or true and false. It wasn't responsible for content. And with Google, it was the same, basically. Their motto was information wants to be free, and it's our duty to supply this free information. And at one time, a lot of people thought this was a great idea. Libertarians of various kinds, including various anarchists, internet anarchists, hackers, pirates, they thought this was wonderful, this freedom of information. But of course, there is no such thing as free information. Somebody has to pay. But that somebody is not going to be Google or Facebook. They get their information for free, and they put it out to their users. And of course, everybody picks it up, and Google and Facebook and other companies make massive revenues from their advertising. The point is that they are what Mr. Taplin calls, they have what he calls safe harbor protection. In other words, a television station would have its license revoked if they showed live video of somebody being killed, for example, which has happened on Facebook. But Facebook, no. It's not our news, it's not our responsibility, it's not our story. That is a very dangerous trend. And of course, there's much more we could say about it, other dangers of Facebook and Google and so on, but that is probably enough for today. Thank you for your attention.